going to say. Okay. So yesterday we did the Prima Gaudim. We did the Rambam, the Havdalah being the Raisa. We did the discussion of the Prima Gaudim. When do you fulfill the Chiyuv of Havdalah Midaraisa, and it's only the Rabbanan, either B'Tfilah or B'Melacha, and then how long can Tosefta Shabbos be, according to the Prima Gaudim, as long as you didn't do Melacha, etc. So now we're up to the Shalah HaKadosh. On page 4 is the Sharba, the Shalah HaKadosh. As you know, a lot of times people have difficulty finding the Shalah, because there are a lot of different Sfarim of the Shalah. Like there's a separate volume of the Shalah LaTorah, and then there's another. But there are a lot of Piskei Dinim in the Shalah. You know, there's a nice print, this big volume of Machon Yad Ramah, and it has an index in the back. There are a lot of Kiddushei Dinim in the Shalah HaKadosh. So, and you know, the Magen Avraham always quotes the Shalah, so it's always kedai to see it inside. So sometimes people don't know which sefer to look in. So we have to realize that it's not all one sefer. It's, you know, there's the Shalah. The Shalah has like another Gemara, Masechet Shabbos here. See? Bez Hashem on Sunday, Bez Hashem will do a Shalah from Masechet Megillah. So a lot of different psakim from the Shalah. So we saw the Shalah mentioned already, right? On page 5, he says, Midas Chassidus Kedusha Yisairi. So he says, as a Midas Chassidus Kedusha Yisairi, Dios Muchonim Lutzarach Shabbos Memelochas Kvedus Bechatzos. As a Midas Chassidus, not so many people are able to do this Midas Chassidus. Basically, you have everything done by Chatzos. Like 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock, you're ready to go. Meaning, ready to go. Shabbos. You're ready to go. Okay, you might have a little thing here, a little thing there, but basically all the heavy stuff is gone. And then the rest of the day you'll learn Zohar HaKadosh, and you'll learn other things, you know, Shem Yishvuel, Chveis. You'll be always taking the Varm Shalva Kedusha. Like the Rambam writes, you know, the famous Rambam is that, you know, you're supposed to be ready for Shabbos early, and then you're supposed to anticipate Shabbos coming, just like you're anticipating the Melech coming, like in Chash of a Guest. You're waiting every second, you're looking out, is he there, is he that? You know, when you're waiting for someone to come. Well, yeah, so that's part of, you know, the famous word from Rav Soloveitchik. I once discussed this with his son, Chaim Soloveitchik. He said where he got it from, that in America we have Shabbos, but we don't have Erev Shabbos. People are keeping Shabbos, but they don't know about Erev Shabbos. Meaning, Erev Shabbos means that on Erev Shabbos already, we don't, you know, come the last minute. You know, you have all the, especially now soon we're going to turn the clock, and then you got to. Then you know how many times people get into shilas of Chil Shabbos, you know, because they leave and then a little bit late, and then they're on the road, and you know. But this concept of Erev Shabbos, you know, that you're ready, preparing early, you know. I have a minute that, you know, Thursday night, I don't go to sleep until the table is set for Shabbos. Because this way I know, whatever happens, at least the table's set already. You know? It's an Indian to be machten. So the Shalach Hadash says, Midas Chassidus, Kedusha Yisairi, Lios Muchonim, Letzorech Shabbos, Bevelochas Kvedas, Bechatzos, Bechatzos Ve'elchi Ha'esek HaKol, Bekedusha Shabbos, Shekula Shabbos, Taini Besorus Tshuva, you should have Besorus Tshuva, Tikuni Maisim, V'limur HaTorah. Kach Yasu Kol B'nei Beso, Adzman Hadlochas Neos. And he says, what's the remez? V'sindach lo sasa kol melocha. Ki v'haschol es kedusha v'chatzos v'eilach u'v'tosef v'lotzoi Shabbos lo sasa. That's the Lamed Aleph of the Ari. Lo sasa. So this way you'll have 6 hours from chatzos tonight, And then Motzai Shabbos, you'll keep an extra hour. Right, an extra hour. Especially if you do absolute darkness, you'll be definitely keeping the more. Rabbi Harari, maybe that's Pshat of the Kamarna. He did 3 hours, right? He held 3 hours after Shabbos. Absolute Shabbos is never 3 hours, is it? Absolute, no. Well, it's two and... What's the most again?
In New York.
In New York, yeah.
123
minutes. So that's 2 hours and three. Yeah, so 2 hours. Yeah. But that's a good another remez. Lo sase kol melacha. Lo sase kol melacha.
That's where we learn
taking care of Shabbos. No, lo means lamed aleph means 31. So it means 31 means you have 24 hours of Shabbos. You have 6 hours before Shabbos. That's 30. 24 and 30. And 1 hour after Shabbos. That's 24 and 7.
25 hours?
Not 24.
Well, that's the hour we
ask. That's the
extra hour.
But
why don't we ask the 6 hours? Why do we just add
6, 24 and 7. I mean, 24 is the day is 24 hours. I understand. So, right, so we keep more.
So,
yeah, but that's because we keep more. We keep longer, which is suffering. So that's part of the. Sure, it's a suffering. Once the shkia, so it's a beta shmoshos. Yeah, during beta shmoshos, it's a suffix skila. Beta shmoshos is a suffix skila. So Sefer Shabbos, there's no skila. Not even a suffix skila. One second. So he says, Simna chesed kel kol hayom. Kiyom HaShabbos Tzorech Liyos Kulo Becheinu Chesed V'Sholom. Vava Rabba. Yivon Shom Simna Fir L'Shoyim Shebegen. Right? Shabbos is a time for Ava Rabba. Even the Rishoyim go out of Gehenim, right? For Shabbos. They get time off. Okay, that's the famous. It's a big avera to be angry at Shabbos. That's the famous. I have a whole piece in my sefer. Is it not only referring to striking a fire, but to Eish HaMachloikis? I have a whole piece in my sefer there. Eish HaMachlokes, and that's generally a time where people have machlokes at shul because they're together on Shabbos, so that's the perfect time to have machlokes. Well, not skila, but whatever. To Eish HaMachlokes, b'chimu makas. V'yed nisar b'zeh b'zirz chatzos erev Shabbos ve'elach. So already on erev Shabbos, you should stop getting angry.
Erev Shabbos is
part. Yeah, erev Shabbos. Like Gemara says, that's. There's a lot of tension in the house. Especially, a lot of things going on, But the more you do from before, the better it is. Then it's Shalom continues. The other place, Kness, is the Simcha. Vispal ba'avo v'dveikus. That's the makor for the Kalbach minyan. Vispal ba'avo v'dveikus. Right? Mikol shekei b'kedusha Shabbos atzma. She ba'avo rabba. V'gassinan, Tanya Reb Yossi, Reb Yudah Omer, Shnei Melochim Elovim, Lo Lohodah Be'er Shabbos. The two Melochim escort. Yibes HaKnesses, Echa Tov Echa Ra, Matzah Neresh Dolekas, Shulchan Aruch, Bita Matzahs, Malach Tov Omer, the famous Gemara, he wrote so that it should be next Shabbos that way. Malach Ra, Al Karcha Onet Hodvin. The Avasham, Ishim Ishto Vnei Vesha. Yishor Avos is Siddur. So Yomer Adam Achne Madani Shabbos V'yodeh she's Kotei Dimishto Ovi V'imo. Let's be the Shalom Shabbos. Okay, so that was the Mr. Katan pointed out the Shalom HaKadosh, right? That was pointed out what the Magen Avraham quotes it. We saw in the Magen Avraham, right? Is that where we saw it? Where we see the Shalom HaKadosh? What? So Mr. Katan quoted the Shalom from the Lacha Kveda, right? 2 days ago you quoted it. Who quoted it? The Beit Sosa quoted it? Okay, you'll find it. And then we said the Magid Taluma is the Sefer. Magid Taluma is the Sefer of the Beit Sosa on the Seches Brachas. And he also discussed the 31 hours. And his word was, that the 31 hours is 24, and then page 7, page 9 on top. So 7 is Gimel Shos, Mechetzi B'chnisoso, the Gimel Shos, Mechetzi B'chnisoso. So he held 3.5. So it's 7, 24 and 7. So he held, he'd do 3.5.
Now, 3.5.
So within the whole sheet of 31 hours is the idea of 6 hours and 1, or 3.5 and 3.5, or, you know,
what's
different.
What makes one say that?
The one says because of, you know, it's a din by Chatzos already. It's, so the different sheet is about the Arizal. Okay, so yesterday we began discussing the Michas Chinuch. On page 10. The Michas Chinuch wants to know, what if a cotton is this gadel on Motzai Shabbos? Now, you become bar mitzvah on a Sunday. Any Sunday. So you weren't chayiv in Shabbos, midaraisa. So now, are you chayiv in Tosefa Shabbos, midaraisa? Is it shaykh to be chayiv in Tosefa Shabbos, lacharev, if you weren't chayiv in Shabbos itself? You know, it reminds me of the famous kash of the Tzemach Tzedek. Who's the Tzemach Tzedek? Who? The third? Menachem Mendel. If your name is Menachem Mendel, you name your sefer Tzemach Tzedek, because it's gematria. Tzemach Tzedek is gematria Menachem Mendel. But if you spell, but the Vishnitzer, he wrote his sefer Tzemach Tzadik. Why? Because he spells Mendel with Lamed, Dalet Yud Lamed. So he named, so he puts a Yud into the Menachem Mendel. So then he called his sefer what? Tzemach Tzadik. Okay. And you have to know also that there are two Menachem Mendels. There are two Tzemach Tzedeks. The two main ones that are quoted is the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and then who's the other one? No, Krochmal. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Tzemach Tzedek of Krochmal. That's already the Magen Avraham, so that's an early. So in the postgim, whenever they want to refer to him, they say Tzemach Tzedek, and in parentheses, Yosham, like Rabbi Avadi Yosef in the Tshuva. Well, we refer to the Tzemach Tzedek, and he wants to tell you it's the earlier one. He puts Tzemach Tzedek in the parentheses Yosher. What's confusing is, because you think, oh, the Lubavitcher, he's, of course, Menachem Mendel. But no, the older one is also Menachem Mendel, because there's this idea that there's some tradition that if your name is Menachem Mendel, your name is safe for Tzemach Tzedek, because it's the Gematria. So if your name is Menachem Mendel, you want to write a sefer, you can call it Tzemach Tzedek, even if you're not a Lubavitcher. Certainly if you are a Lubavitcher. And if you spell Mendel with a Yud, then you can name your sefer Tzemach Tzadik. So those are the important yesodas. No, so what's his famous kasha? His famous kasha is that Yom Kippur falls down on Shabbos, right? So we don't eat, right? If Yom Kippur falls down on Shabbos, we don't eat. So his famous kasha is, according to Reish Lakish, according to Reish Lakish, Chatzis Shir is Mutter Ben HaTorah. So it means according to Reish Lakish, on Yom Kippur you can eat Ben HaTorah, you can eat a Kazayis, because the Shir is Kosevis, which is a bigger Shir. So you can you can eat a Kazayis according to Reish Lakish on Yom Kippur Ben HaTorah. Chatzis Shir is Mutter Ben HaTorah. So the question is, so why don't you have Suda Shabbos on Yom Kippur Shachal Yom Shabbos? You'll eat a Kazayis. So that's his famous kasha. The simple teretz is, was this Shabbos is a different type of Shabbos, and there's no chiyuv at all of the Suda. But then the other kasha that's asked, I think Rabbi Yosef Engel, they ask, why didn't he mekabel Shabbos early? And this way, if you mekabel Shabbos early, without being mekabel Yom Kippur, in other words, you make early Shabbos and you'll have a meal. So some answer, some achronim answer the kasha, that you can't be mekabel Shabbos early to have a meal before Shabbos, but you have kippur shachal yos for Shabbos, because if you can't eat the meal on Shabbos itself, then there's no concept of having early Shabbos. Early Shabbos is a tosefis. But if there's no Iker, if there's no Chiyuv Suda on the Iker Shabbos, which is Yom Kippur, then there's no Chiyuv Shabbos on the Tosafos. So the same thing, if the kid becomes Bar Mitzvah on Sunday, Motzai Shabbos, so he didn't have a Chiyuv Shabbos Midoraisa. So does he have a Chiyuv Tosafos Shabbos? So that's the Shaila of the Milchas Chinuch. Because by Sunday, by Motzai Shabbos, he's already a Bar Chiyuva. So then he should have a Chiyuv of Tosafos Shabbos. But as the Tzayach can speak about, so Sefer Shabbos be the Raisa if you didn't have a Chiyuv Shabbos. So that's what the Melchas Chinuch here on page 10. There's still a million other pasuk. If you have no love Yom Kippurim, to have a shittus lo mean of Eis Eis. The machlok is when you become a bar mitzvah. Most shittus say you become at night, the night of. So even if you were born 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you become bar mitzvah, the chiyuv mitzvah is the night before. But there is a sheet that says be'es la'es. That if you were born 2 in the afternoon, you'll only become a bar mitzvah 2 in the afternoon.
What?
Yeah, that's a whole discussion.
It also applies to the approach, I think, and the also.
Yeah, it's a whole discussion there, but well, luckily we don't require race lights by Pidyon HaBen or by Bar Mitzvah. In King Shemagia, the Shalosh HaShay Shonah V'Nasa Bar Mitzvah, the Pribus Lel Kippur, Ben L'Sadosh V'Nator. Komohu Poto L'Sadosh V'Hatosef is Ben Yom Kippur. But, in other words, if he became a Bar Mitzvah on Yom Kippur, his birthday was on Yom Kippur, then he's Poto L'Sadosh, but does he have to do Tosef as Yom Kippur? He's a continent. He owed Yom Lodish Mamash Moshe Shay Shonim. In Cain, he knew Chayim Tosef is a fun of Midoraisa. So he says, but if you become Bar Mitzvah on Yom Kippur, so Midoraisa there's no Chayim Tosef because you're a continent still. Right? So that's Pashat. After you give Chayim Tosef, you're a continent. That's Pashat. Midoraisa. Hapchinuch, yeah, that's right. But he says he's Mesupah, what if you become Bar Mitzvah on Motzai Yom Kippur? So then you weren't Chayiv in Yom Kippur, Midoraisa. But the question is, are you Chayiv in Tosef as Yom Kippur?
Does
the Eislaes work by a person? Well, we're assuming not Eislaes. Yeah. We're assuming that it stops at night. Bar Mitzvah with Chivos Lel Motzai Yom Kippur. In Kippur, Yom Kippur, Eilu Chayiv in the Sanas Menachor, Eilu Nasa Ben Shlosh Shoshon Adalayim. Afolai or take him to Tesa Kokovi, that's a bar mitzvah, Chayim Kol Mitzvahs. Chayim Beto Sefes, Lacha Tesa Kokovi. So I'm close, me name became the Chayim Bechol Mitzvahs, he Chayim Beto Sefes. Or, Dilma Da Tov, Lokim Beto Sefes, Eli Imu Chayim Be Iker. Right? That was, if you're not Chayim in the Iker, so how can you be Chayim in the Tosefes? Even if you're a Godel, it's a part of the Tosefes. He says, if you become a mitzvah on your kippur itself, he says, Poshet. That there's no chiyuv on Tosef Yom Kippur the day before because you were caught. But here, he's already a gadol if he became bar mitzvah on Yom Kippur itself, he's already a gadol, and then he becomes bar mitzvah when? On the Motzai Yom Kippur. So then, there's what to talk about, because he's not a cotton, so he's a gadol. So on one hand, you say you could say he's chayit, the other hand, you could say no. That Tosefes is a mitzvah that's dependent upon the Iker Zman. The Iker Zman is Shabbos. Is it shaykh that we have a chi of Tosefes Shabbos if you weren't chayiv in Shabbos? The meaning you became bar mitzvah the day after Shabbos. So during the Zman of Tosefes, you'll be a chiyuva, but maybe there's no such thing as Tosefes if you are a chayiv. That's the Pashtus. Or if you're not chayiv in Yom Kippur itself, you're not chayiv in Tosefes. Even though you're a gadol by the time of Tosefes. Me name became the chayiv chol mitzvah, the chayiv in Tosefes. As El Dilma, the Torah, the chayiv in Tosefes, El Hu Chayim Be'ikr. Avon Be'ikr, lo haya chayiv klal, lo shaykh in Tosefes. The Torah, lo sim al Kodesh. Kayiv in the Kodesh, asmo, lo haya chayiv, lo shaykh in Tosefes. Sorry, chayiv. Chayiv on Sovereign, the chol yom Kodesh, shaykh Tosefes, shaykh Sofek Zeh. Mean any time, in other words, if you hold like the Rambam, Tosefes is only by Yom Kippur, so the Shabbos is by Yom Kippur, but if you hold that the Din of Tosefes is every Shabbos, every Motzai Shabbos, so then the Shem Shain is, any time it's a Bar Mitzvah on Sunday, not a Bar Mitzvah party, but the Bar Mitzvah itself, then you have this Shaila. If not a Bar Mitzvah, Motzai Shabbos, or Yom Tov, Yichayim, Tosefes, Lachav, Tzarefi. Oh. So now we should see the Chasam Soifer. This is the new printing, right? We've done many times from the new printing of the Chasam Sofer. Right, the new printing makes it much easier. What we did this morning in the Nidah Shir was the old printing. I don't know, maybe the day I made the packet, maybe it was before the new printing came out. So that's a Xerox from the old Chasam Sofer this morning in the Nidah Shir. But this is excellent, because he basically... He puts in paragraphs, he gives titles, makes it much more easy to learn than this new Rav Avadia Yosef writes. There's a sefer called Rabbeinu. What's the name of the sefer? Rabbeinu. It's a diary that this fellow Rav Shitras kept the last, I don't know, 10 years or something of Rav Avadia Yosef's life, where this fellow learned with him. Like all the whole day. So he keeps a diary of everything that Rav Avadia did and said. And so one day he said, he gave a zog, that, you know, Tshuvas Chasam Sofer are hard and you have to go slow. You have to go slow to understand the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. So it's a little bit easier that you have the new printing. But anyone who's serious about halacha, you have to know Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. Huh. So let's see what he talks about. He says, "Kodum tefilas a mincha igiani krosso v'ata kamti b'tanesi tani stov gedalia." He says, "Before tefilas mincha, you came to me, and now I finished the tainis." And I saw whatever your letter. He says, in the month of Tishrei, he doesn't have time to just talk about Pilpulim. But there's so many things that are Gei L'maisa. So he doesn't have time for theoretical questions. You have a question that's no Gei L'maisa, no Gei L'maisa. He doesn't have time for Pilpulim in the month of Tishrei. So what's the shayla? See the kalod on Yom Kippur, but not the bar mitzvah on Yom Kippur. If chayiv beinu in the Torah, you see chayiv in Yom Kippur. If you become bar mitzvah on Yom Kippur, so what's the shayla? Poshenu shachayim beyam mikdisa sayom. Soon as the day starts, you chayiv in Yom Kippur. Your birthday is on Yom Kippur. Kivur melchamas Hashem. Because Also, the Indian Shire misses the Chayav Nami Vosa Yom, and a lot I know after you give Shani like those. We call Mokhav Yev Shoshol Nichtsamo Shah Rego or Shnasa Yudalad, and Emer Chazaka Shehavi Bey Saras Mosa Rego, Schaiv Shum Mosa Mitzvah. Probably was, I'll explain in a second. But Shaykh Yom Kippur and Vail Chayav Berega Knesses Hayom, Salkadaitach, the Kosol Omer Shemizu, Rega Havi Shne, sorry, Name in the Chazak Simpson, Bob and Zohar Regal, all in front of the Horb, Kamashma, if you hock a Chaim Yan Vinoy, Mash and Mice Hattis, also Krege, Umemes, Sas Kiddish. Let's say like this. You become Bar Mitzvah on the day of your birthday. In other words, when it says Yom Echad, Yud Gimel Shana V'Yom Echad, Rav Shach always likes to call it the Mishnah L'Melech. The Yom Echad is the day of your birthday. But you don't need, like the Shabbos always comes up, came up, I remember, at my bar mitzvah, because that Shabbos was mamish the day of my birthday, the Hebrew birthday. So, I remember my parents asked the Rav, Rabbi Berzon was the Rav, the Shul, and, as if you went to the Vaser, Rabbi did his grandfather, we're talking about. He was the Shul rabbi when growing up. So he said, no, it's the, that's the day. The day of the birthday is the Yom Echad, and that's Shech, of course, is a Mishnah Melech about that. So there's no Shaila that you, whatever mitzvahs you have to do, say, on that day, say a person's birthday is the first day of Pesach. First day of Pesach. So then, that night, he's chayav midoraisa to eat matzah. Right? Because it's Yud Gimel Shonim, and you know, this is the Yom Echad. On that Yom Echad. But the thing is like this. The halacha is, that you don't become bar mitzvah unless you have the Yud Gimel Shonim Yom Echad and Shtei Saras. Two pubic hairs. So the shayla is like this. Halacha is whatever hair grew before he turned 13 doesn't count because that's called shuma ba'alma. That's just a mole. That hair doesn't count. So it's only the hair that counts when that grow on the day of the bar mitzvah and further, those hairs count. But the hairs that were grew from before don't count. So the big question, this I remember Rabbi Willig, I wrote a whole article in the Beis Yitzchak a couple of years ago, but Rabbi Willig asked me this question, discussed in Shir in 1981 or something like that. So he discussed, so how does the chazaka work? Because we have a chazaka, the rabbah, that once you're 13 in one day, you're a chayiv. But where's the hairs? The answer is Chazaka the Rabbah, that if you Higia Michal Shonim, Higia Michal Simonim. So normally we think that by 13 you probably have the hairs already. But if you assume that those hairs don't count, so then what's the Chazaka? So Rabbi Willig told me, I should ask Reb David Cohen this question. In 1981-82 he asked me to ask Reb David Cohen. So Reb David Cohen said, yeah, that's the Gemara Yivam Islam and Gimel. With the sugya of Eidus Chal Isser Masachas, that he grew hairs that day. So you see, there's an idea of growing hairs on that day. So he said, even if the pre-existing hair grows a little longer, so that would be okay. So, and I had a pshat. I wrote this to the Beis Yitzchak that because usually it's not going to be nogeya till the morning. And by the morning you probably have, because usually the mitzvahs you do are in the morning. And Maariv you can probably down for the Omer anyway, because there's no Chazor Shashatz. The Alter Rebbe discusses this. But that's the Chazaka. So the Chasam Sofer says, so, but how does it work by Yom Kippur? Because by Yom Kippur, you see, all of the mitzvahs, say the day of your bar mitzvah is the first day of Pesach. So what mitzvah are you going to do? Matzah. But matzah you're not going to do the second Pesach starts. Until you eat the matzah, it's going to be already 2-3 hours into the night. But Yom Kippur is the only mitzvah that Sheva Al-Tasa. So it starts, the second Yom Kippur starts, that's when the mitzvah starts. So Chassam Sofer says, so then the Chazak is a little bit problematic, because at least by matzah, okay, Chazak is, you're not going to eat the matzah anyway until 2-3 hours into the Yontif, so by 2-3 hours the hair will grow a little bit long, like Rav David Gaon said. But Yom Kippur, Mehechi Teisi Yichayiv in Yom Kippur right away, because Chorei, maybe, what, the second Yom Kippur strikes, as soon as that second that Yom Kippur strikes, Shkia, come get the Yom Kippur strike, all of a sudden, the hair is, you know? So that's what the Chassam Sofer says. It's hard to understand. You have to say that the chazaka is the second the ninth strikes, those hairs come. So that's a chiddush. So that's what we assume that way. Maisi chatas al osu arega. So if you do a malacha on that split second, so you'd be chayiv with your gadol. Yihaya basaras va'omer va'achol who be'emes ksas chiddush. So he says that's a shtickle chiddush. I mean, the same thing you don't have to say Yom Kippur. You could say he became a bar mitzvah on Shabbos. So that's also chal right away. Well, we don't know, so we have a chazaka that it's okay. Even if we have the chazaka, we don't know, we don't check. So we have a chazaka that he's okay. That's why most poskim say we only rely on that for their abundance.
Even in the abundance, when they come to the abundance,
if we have the abundance, say, he says, I checked it so there. Right. But if we would see, like Rabbi Will said, if you would see, then it's not there, then you have a problem. But then, you know, I always have the Shita, my favorite Shita is Habach. I discussed on Sunday that really a carton can lane. As a bar mitzvah boy, I told you, I once told a Rav who was confronted with the Shaila that he prepared the wrong parsha. He prepared the week before, and he was only bar mitzvah, you know, in the middle of the week, and he prepared the Shabbos before, not the Shabbos after, that the kid could lane, because the Bach holds that that a cotton could lay in the Torah, even though he's not a bar chiyuva, because we said on last Sunday that the kriyas Torah is not a chova of you, that you won't see everyone through shomeich ona. It's a din in the shmiyas haTorah. So as long as he's shomeya, he doesn't have to be from a bar chiyuva. He would so meager that a cotton could be the Malkorei. The Rimi Lunil. Who else? The Bach. The Bach is. Yeah, so normally, like Shabbat Zohar, we don't allow because it's a Daraisa, so then we don't allow the Bar Mitzvah. We're going to talk about Dal Parshas this Sunday, so give us. Okay, whatever it is, but the Cyrus also have to have a shear.
The
question is, what's the shear of Cyrus? Is also a whole discussion. Which one? One second. Let's just one second. Give me a second. So he says, well, Fiyadi is daiti. Look on page 12 in the top. Fiyadi is daiti. Kishlom canal. Tava mida akoponim. Rega echad betchila salayla enu b'chuyim. Maybe in Echanami. Maybe the first minute or so, he's not chayef on Yom Kippur. Because taka, he doesn't have. The efshel tzamtzim. She yomi beis haras moso rega. Fafil hachi chayef. But still, he's chayef in Yom Kippur. From the rest of the day. Because as the Gemara says, Perek Nara, Amar Baya, Amar Li'ein, Bar Tleis and Latanisa, Meis Tleis. One second. Hi, Meis Leis, Atravai, quiet. Atleisa, Vatainis. Lomar, Misha, Nasa, Bar Tleisa, Meis Leis, Bechuva, Miam Kippur, Afi, Hoche, Kaibo, Vatainis, Meis Leis. Below them, she mutter lo lacho in Knesset Hayom. Lo rosa arrive in the first race, it's Rakatitis, lo atleiser. Yeah. He says, Kol ze be inwish itzumo shal yom, ava ato sefes Knesset Hayom nere de enu chayim in a Torah. But he says that the Tosefes, you're not chayim, because Tosefes l'fanea, you're still a cotton. Your birthday's on Yom Kippur. Feel heavy on Bay Saros Shuman. And even if he worked Shnei Saros on Erev Yom Kippur, that's Shuma. That's considered a mole. It's not considered Saros. Yesh Namba Usan HaSaros Potter Afil Bitsuma Shal Yom Yom Lo Hevi Acherim Kadoshim. Right. Yeah, but Kadoshim could just mean that there's, you know, more. It just means to say it can't be the same exact thing that you have before. But then take a look. So he says that certainly when Erev Yom Kippur, you're not chayiv in Tosefes if your birthday is. But look, now look what he says on the page 12 on the left, bottom left bottom. Tosefes either the kol of Yom Kippur. But what if you're a? He gives two questions. What if you are? You were chol on Yom Kippur. So what? So you ate on Yom Kippur. So is there any Indian to have a Tosefes Yom Kippur? If you didn't really keep Yom Kippur.
You're still keeping Yom Kippur. You're just in that moment.
Right, Umi Shanasa Godol Motzoy Yom Kippur. So he says, Inyan Tinuk Shanasa Bar Mitzvah Motzoy Yom Kippur the Mitzvah Shalom Vadei Potter Min HaTorah. Also Tinuk Potter Mitosefes Yitzoso Vihu Vimeis Sorosas. So he says, right, so he assumes like that side of the Mechaschinach that if you became Bar Mitzvah on Motzoy Yom Kippur then there's no Tosefes, even though you're a Godol of Motzoy Yom Kippur, because like the Mechaschinach Svara that if you're if you weren't chayiv in the Iker, it's not shaykh to speak about Tosefes. So he was a cotton on Yom Kippur, so there's no Tosefes. Zeni early Pashat Yosef Mibesa Dekukta. Right? That's in the phrase in the Gemara of something that's obvious. That you can eat an egg with yogurt. That's like the Gemara says, when you want to say something is obvious, you say it's like egg and yogurt. So he says the same thing. This is more Pashat than an egg and a yogurt. A departure from Tosefes. Even Tai Tosefes ain't a minute so much. The name of Yom Kippur Dim Shach Alalayla. Fame below Kriyav Chorus Umalkas Klal Misham Pshita the Kriyav Ain't a more along. Ali Surah Midrashas Chazal. Hey, Mamrush Ain't a Torah. So Sev Kol Makosh. Okay, Misha will Chayv in the Kodesh. He says, that's the Svara. If you weren't Chayv in the Kodesh and the Iker Din of Day of Yom Kippur, Ain't only Shaychas Lohosef, Ramay Yosef. Ain't Tosefes below Iker. I think this is, like that was the svar of the Mechaschinach. Then in the footnote he quotes you the Mechaschinach. If there was no Iker day, you can't have Tosefes. Well, one second. What about a chola she'achol kol hayom? What if you had a person who was very sick at Yom Kippur? He was eating the whole day. He was eating the whole day. And then he got better at the very end of Yom Kippur. So does he have to do Tosefes? So he says, yeah, I have a Tosefes. He says, over there, Yom Kippur was chal on him. He just had an onus that he didn't have to do it. It was still Yom Kippur for him. He's a god. He's chayav in Yom Kippur. So l'maisa, he couldn't do it because he's a chayav. But chalos Yom Kippur is on him also. Ayim shemesh hayom, ayak tonish, that's love. Lo pochet d'ushosha b'nei. Kaki d'ushosha shvuto l'pikuach nefesh. But what? He has had the pikuach nefesh. Arehu noach bo kodesh, kashet tziv Hashem. So he was knowing Kodesh, and he did what he was supposed to do. So a person's a gadol, and he had to eat the whole day of Yom Kippur, and now he could fast a little bit, so he should be moistif on Matzah Yom Kippur. Because there was a, if you don't say, ain't no sephis below Iker, but there was an Iker, he just was potter from it. Where in contrast to a cotton, he wasn't chai b'chol. If he didn't, right, if he can be Moshe, now he's
has a position.
He has to. It might not be have to be so long, but, you know, whatever the Shia of Tosefes is. But he says that if a, he's saying it's Pasha to him that if you're Katan on Yom Kippur and you're Gadol on Motzai Yom Kippur, then you don't have to do any Tosefes. But if you're a Chole on Yom Kippur, and now you're a Bari on Motzai Yom Kippur, then what? Then you're Chayim on Tosefes.
The Jews might tie it of Shabbat, but they go down Shabbat. Might tie together, meaning like if you eat, right? We said if you do malacha, it's as if you do Shabbat. If you eat, let's say Yom Kippur, and say this is Yom Kippur, so that that's Yom Kippur, that also ends Shabbat for you, but you do malacha at the time.
Okay, that's a question. Whether the Shabbat and Yom Kippur when they go together. Yeah, that's a question. Not really.
But you're getting to a Shabbos and to the Yom Kippur. So you get two steps for both. But if you're at you, by the end, you say, okay, I want to sit down.
What? What is what?
Did you just say not really?
Yeah.
Did
you say that? Yeah. Let me say Rafram. Rafram. The Ferrari. Rafram.
What?
Rafram holds that there's
no,
so Yisro Hatzah on Yom Kippur. She, we don't follow that, but Rafram, you see from Rafram that it's not, Rafram holds, obviously everyone holds Hatzah Shabbos, but Rafram Paskin, that there's no Hatzah on the Shitus Rafram. It's a Amora. An Amora. Rabbi Chalapos gave a whole Tshuva Drasha on Rafram. Rafram! Is he part of the Papa family? I don't know. Yeah, Rafram and Papa. I don't know, is there only more one Rafram in the world? Or maybe there's more than one Rafram. What? Okay, you can start. What? Ooh, Rabbi Chalap. Rabbi Zvulun Chalap. And how did Lachaim Lachaim Rabbi Zvulun Lieberman? You heard of Rabbi Zvulun Lieberman? He was the Rav in Bet Torah, in Ocean Parkway. That's why it's true. Rabbi Zvulun Lieberman. Rabbi Zvulun Schwartzman. Right? The grandson of Rabbi Aaron Pavlov. Okay, you want me to name more? I can't name you any Raphims besides Rapham Bar Papa.
What does Chazal say for me when he said that if it's a Yisur Ben Chazal?
One second, let me see, one second. The naming of Kibbutz Nimshach Ocha Palaila, Abel Achiv Karis Malka Klavisham Peshita, the Kroy no more, El Yisur Midrash Chazal, Tame Umrush will be a Torah to Sevs Michal HaKodesh, and came Mishal Chayv Lil HaKodesh, and goes, it's a Drush Chazal that we learn out the Tosefis. So, yeah, then maybe you could say that that the Raisa is has its own independent Chiv. Even if you aren't chayav on
the... Why would that be poly on that?
Because the drasha means that it's stemming from the ikar chiyav. It's more stemming from. Whereas if the derisa is
neatzmo... It's still derisa, right?
Right. But if it's learned out from the pasuk of Tosefta of Yom Kippur itself, then you could say it's an extension of Yom Kippur. But if there would be a separate pasuk to say this Tosefta, then maybe that could operate independently of the ikar Yom Kippur. And therefore, even if you would be a katan on... Then he has the last piece here. It's Geshmach. Chasam Sof is Geshmach. Geshmach. We call Makom and the Omer. What if you were born right after the Shemitah year? So you became Bar Mitzvah right after the Shemitah year. So do you have to be Mosif? Do you have to be Mosif? Also, Litzor Perishal Shvis. Whereas, what's the halacha that you have to keep your Paris Hefker, right? So you have Paris that grew on Shvis, right? So once Shavis is over, you still have to keep it hefker because you have Tosefis. So say I'm a kid, I have a Paris, and I wasn't chayav in Shavis because I was a cotton. And now it's Mosai Shavis, so do I have a chiyah now to keep the field open for people to go, keep it hefker, mean din Tosefis, if I wasn't chayiv on Shemitah itself. So till now he said, if you weren't chayiv in the Iker, it's not shaykh to speak about Tosefis. But now he's saying a different word. Because there are two aspects to Shvius. There's the Avodas Karka, and then the Kedushas Peir Shvius. So the Peirs themselves are Kadosh, even though you weren't chayiv the Issur Melacha, but your parents still became Kodesh Me'elav. So Me'elav, Avogav the High Gavra, Lord Eskai, be Iker Shviz, because Mokom, a parents is Kachem, Michol, Shalahem, the Tosef Kedusha, Gamu also Behem as Achashin Eskadal. Because there, the Issa comes from the parents. Doesn't matter you weren't Bar Mitzvah, your parents weren't Bar Mitzvah either. But still there's a din of Kedusha's parents. So that Kedusha, that's called the parents, you have to keep. Maybe you always have to keep the Kedusha, but you have to keep the field open. Mashiach Yom Kippur says, Mat Cholav Over, Mitzvah Gavra, but Yom Kippur is on the Gavra. There's no Paris of Yom Kippur. It's also on the person. And you are Chayiv. So, like a Mitzvah Gavra, Rami Shakolecha, Yosef Mizman Cholav Kodesh, Mikavishim, also Mizman Lodus Chayiv, Toya Etzel Kodesh, and Katosephus. He says, it's not Lamaisa now, so I don't have to look for Rais now. This is what I think Misvara. He says, since it's not a real Shaila, we're just pilpuling, it's Dagi Misvara Nachona. So you can hear my Svara. and I don't have to bring your rise because it's not Mugel Bais anyway. So I'm saying you're a good svara. So accept my svara. Goodbye. How does he sign off? How does he sign off? No, keep reading, Harav. No, Harav Hess. Yeah? Okay. No, keep going. No? Tough. Yeah, do go, keep going. Moshe. Oh. That's what I wanted you to get to. Right. I think Dr. Lyman likes to point this out. It's interesting that the Chasam Sofer always signed his shuvas at what? From Frankfurt, even though that was only what? The beginning, right?
Yeah.
Right, Moshe Kotten Sofer. Yeah. But where was it? Frankfurt was when?
He was younger.
Yeah. But he still kept signing his shuvas, that I think Dr. Lyman pointed out. He still kept signing his shuvas that he's from Frankfurt. So you see, if you're once from Frankfurt, you're always from Frankfurt. Once a Yekki, always a Yekki. Even though it could be when he wrote this tshuva, he was already way out of Frankfurt. So that's what Dr. Leib put out. He always signed his tshuvas from Frankfurt. Because once a Yekki, always a Yekki. That's why I wanted you to read it. Once a Yekki, always a Yekki. That you have to tell me.